Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Damien Horgan has been teaching English in Vietnam for the past 4 years. Damien is from Cork. He was involved in a dreadful motorcycle accident there just over a fortnight ago. I'm joined by his sister Fiona. Damien is still very, very seriously ill. In fact, I think he's still unconscious, is he, Fiona? Good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ. Thanks for having me. Yes, he's still in ICU. He's still sedated on a ventilator, along with another, an ECMO machine to kind of help the function of his lung and heart. Yes. So he's still very, very critical at the moment.
What happened to him, do you know? How did this accident happen?
So I suppose we can only go by what the police report was. So basically he was on the motorbike and they think he crashed into a barrier. It was kind of late at night. They don't think there was anybody else involved, but I suppose we haven't disputed that yet. But So and then he was found by the police around kind of 1:30, 2 a.m. Okay. He was still conscious at that time, but they brought him to a local hospital and he became unconscious at that point, I suppose from the injuries that he'd received. But so we're hopeful that his brain hadn't been affected, but it's still kind of undetermined at the moment. He was wearing a very good helmet, thankfully.
Yeah.
He
has broken ribs, a ruptured spleen that had to be removed, broken collarbone, broken shoulder, a ruptured bronchus, collapsed lung. He has had several surgeries already and will have to have some more. The ECMO is helping with the function of his heart and lungs. He's a very, very sick young man. And the tragic part of this, he's well established out there. He's been there a number of years. He had health insurance until he changed jobs.
Yeah, so he had just recently left a job that he'd been in for quite a while. And he was kind of in the process of seeking employment. He'd been in contact with other schools and things. But unfortunately, the health insurance that he had was linked with the previous job. So he kind of was, I suppose, in between jobs. So, it's just up to us to try and cover the medical bills now at this stage.
And it's mounting fast.
Yeah, I mean, like, the first hospital that he was in, it was kind of cheaper, I suppose. But I mean, it was like, it was indescribable, the state it was in. But when he was moved to the Chow Rai Hospital, then like the cost of the ICU, they were kind of saying it would be between $700 and $1,000. Just the basic care, per day.
Wow.
Yeah, just the bed. Anything else is additional costs. It's racking up fairly quickly, all right.
Sure it is. Does Vietnam not have public health care, or is it the case that the public health care system is not good enough here?
The hospitals he has been in are actually public hospitals. But I suppose because he's a foreigner, as such, yeah, it's different. If he was Vietnamese, he wouldn't have to pay.
Understood.
I suppose it would be something similar to here. But so they are actually public hospitals.
Okay. Someone's had to go out there, of course, to be with him because he can't consent to anything at the moment.
Yeah. So when we found out on the Wednesday what had happened, we had contact with the embassy quite quickly and we started getting our visas in place. The embassy expedited our visas so that they would come through faster. So I just put myself forward straight away to say I would go. It made most sense, me being a nurse. So another sister and my brother-in-law came with us too, just kind of, I suppose you'd want a man with you in a country like that. And like, I suppose we would have been so emotional as well that we kind of needed the extra support. So we had to be verified by the embassy that we were, in fact, that I was his sister. And then we had to consent for, you know, transferring from one hospital to another and for any procedures that he's had.
Mm. So are you out there now?
No, I came back last Saturday.
Okay.
I went on the Friday after it happened and I came back. I was out there just over a week.
Okay. Does he have somebody with him now?
Yeah, my brother. So there's 8 of us all together in the family. So my brother's, one of my brothers is actually over there and my niece, they've been there since last Saturday. So there was just a couple of hours where one of us wasn't there. And my another brother and niece will travel today, actually, tonight. So they'll arrive tomorrow.
Okay.
Like that, somebody has to be close to the hospital just to consent. I mean, of course, obviously, if anything was to happen, we would want a family member to be there as well. But just to actually consent as well, somebody has to be very close to the hospital.
Sure. He has quite a good network of friends and local support, but family is everything.
Yeah, and I mean, his friends have been absolutely amazing. And even last week when we were leaving on the Friday, he was supposed to go for a big surgery. And we were thinking, oh my God, we're going to have to change our flights. Like, we couldn't go if he was going to be having a big surgery like that. But his friends were reassuring us that, like, one of them would definitely be there with him, you know, if it was needed. One of the girls, actually, and she's been fantastic. She's been Vietnamese and he actually had taught her English. Okay. At one stage. She had been a student of his.
And now they want to give back.
His friends, Oh, his friends have been absolutely amazing. We would have been completely lost without them.
Okay. You set up a GoFundMe because this is costing the family huge money. I think you've dropped about 30,000 so far.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. I was sitting in my pajamas yesterday thinking, right, we're going to have to do this. And I just said, I'll just write the message and we'll get it out there. And I shed a lot of tears when I was scrolling through the money that came in. It's just been outstanding, like just indescribable. I mean, it's really taken the weight off of our shoulders. You know, obviously, Damon is still very critical and obviously that's on our mind all the time. But yesterday, oh my God, the money that came in was just unbelievable. The support behind us. And we had kind of tried to cover the cost ourselves, but it was just like getting out of control. Yeah. And people really did want to help. Anybody that I was telling about what happened, everybody wanted to help and were asking about a GoFundMe. And I said, like, we were going to kind of try to hold out as long as we could. But yesterday then when there was more bills coming in and we knew there was more surgeries going to happen, we just said we're going to have to look for help from people.
And it has just been 37,600 in there now, which is incredible in what? Less than 2 days. It's remarkable.
Oh yeah, it's actually about 20, it's less than 24 hours.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's just been unbelievable.
Fiona, tell me about your brother. Tell me about Damien.
So Damien is number 3 of 8 of us. He studied science in school, but he really, I suppose, kind of didn't settle well in Ireland. And he's been travelling for a long time now. He was in South Korea for about 9 years. He was in China for another couple of years teaching English, and he just really enjoyed that. He's very interesting character. He's very intelligent. Even one of his friends in Vietnam were telling us that that friend and Damien aren't allowed to be on the same team at table quizzes because they always win because the two of them are so smart. He's just a very gentle soul.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And yeah, like even another one of his friends was nearly giving out about him, saying, oh, his money, he's always giving it to everybody else. He's nearly too generous. So he's just a gentle soul. And yeah.
When was the last time you were able to speak to him? And I mean, the city said, no, you won't be able to. You haven't
I suppose it's been 4 years. He hadn't actually been home in the last 4 years between COVID and everything. So I suppose we have the family WhatsApp group, so he'd be sending messages a lot, things like that. I hadn't actually spoken to him, like, so it was very hard. It's very hard to ring, actually, from Vietnam. So we hadn't really, it's even when we were there, we had to get a VPN and things like that to try and ring home. It's actually quite difficult. So I suppose he would kind of like FaceTime sometimes. There was one of the pictures that we actually had up, that he was FaceTiming my dad. It's quite hard to actually communicate, but he would send a lot of messages through the family kind of WhatsApp group and things. So it has been a long time since I actually had seen him and spoken to him properly. So I mean, to see him in the hospital bed in the state that he's in was just horrendous.
And you said you're a nurse, so you're obviously going to assess him like you'd assess any other patient, apart from being your beloved brother. Like, he's in a bad shape, is he, Fiona?
Oh, very bad. Like, even I kind of was looking at him starting from head to toe, and even when he was in the original hospital, like, he was on the ventilator, he had his central line in, chest drains, other drains from having the surgery on his spleen. You know, he had a lot of bruising and grazing. It's just, it's very hard. I suppose for me, it kind of, being a nurse, it was easy. You know, I suppose it was kind of reassuring in a way that I knew what everything was.
Yes.
I could say, okay, they're doing this right, they're doing that. You could see the medications that he was being given, and they actually had given us a list of what he had given. It was more to do with being a bill, actually. So that was kind of reassuring. You know, they'd given him a tetanus jab, and he'd gotten multiple units of blood and things like that. So I suppose it was kind of reassuring at that stage.
So I mean, as a nurse, you're able to look at and assess the level of care. He's getting good care.
Oh, he is now, definitely. I suppose the original hospital he was in, I suppose his friends were questioning kind of why he was brought there to begin with, but I suppose they didn't know the extent of his injuries.
Sure.
And he was very unstable, like being ventilated, like trying to move him to a different hospital is very difficult.
Sure,
and they actually had kind of public holidays as well, so it wasn't until kind of last Thursday they had a bit of a meeting and they said, like, he wasn't improving where he was, so he needed to be moved somewhere else.
Have you had a chance to speak with his doctors, you know, knowledgeably kind of, and get an assessment of his prognosis and things like that?
Yeah, the doctors were very good. I suppose in the original hospital they didn't have very good English, but where he is now in Chau Rai Hospital in Ho Chi Minh, they had quite good English, and the embassy were very good as well, and his friends for providing interpreters and things like that. But like, I mean, he's still very, very critical. When he came to the Cherry Hospital, they did a full body CT and they realised the extent of his injuries. They hadn't been able to do a CT previous to that because they didn't have a CT scanner in the other hospital. And then you could see how badly damaged his ribs were, you know, and that had kind of ruptured his lung and all that. So, I don't think they realised how actually badly injured he was in the other hospital because they just couldn't really, you know, do the assessments. But then they just realised, I mean, they've kept telling us, you know, how critical he actually is. Like, he's lucky to have survived this long at all. Mm. Even the ambulance journey from one hospital to another.
Here's hoping that he'll pull through. The GoFundMe is now up on our Opinion Line Twitter.
And thank you.
People can follow it and share it. It stands as we speak. Let me press this button in front of me. It stands as we speak at 37,665. And that's even started to click up a little bit since you and I began to speak. Fiona, yeah, I wish you, it's incredible. I wish you and the family well, Fiona.
Thanks so much.
It's hard to be here with your beloved brother that halfway around the world.
Oh, it's very hard. It was hard being over there, but being at home is worse. At least when you're there, you feel you have some bit of control of the situation. But being at home, it's terrible. And for my brother, trying to keep as updated as possible as well. But and the time difference and everything, it's hard.
Okay. Well, our thoughts are with everyone.
Thanks so much.
Our thoughts are with everyone. And that GoFundMe, we've shared it now on our socials. All right. Our best.
Thanks, PJ.
Our best to you and everybody else. That's Fiona Horgan. Was in Vietnam up to a few days ago. She's back. Another family member over there now with her brother, Damien, English teacher in Vietnam. He's been travelling for years. Nasty, nasty accident. Broken ribs, ruptured spleen, collapsed lung, many, many other things going on. He's critical. And he's on an ECMO, he's in ICU. The sad part of it, this is the sad part. He was working in a good job, and then he left that job for another job. And because he left the job, he doesn't have medical insurance. And that's just so, so sad. So how unlucky could you be? So the family have rocked up bills of about 30,000 in the space of 2 weeks, and they've got this GoFundMe going. It's called, if you want to search GoFundMe, it's called Help Damien in His Fight for Life. Help Damien in His Fight for Life. Currently standing at 37,665 euro. 0818969696. Hard to hear about this story from Vietnam as the rest of us are enjoying the fine weather. You never know when misfortune will strike. Best of luck to Fiona and the family. Our thoughts are with you.
Cork's 96 FM.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.